of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 25th of January, this is somebody's birthday. I think it's more like my sister or something. I'm not sure. Is that weird? How can I not know my sister's birthday? It's not written down. Because I tell you what, there's like three or four people I know whose birthdays are right around now. And I know she's in here someplace, so I will call her and maybe even wish her a happy birthday on the air. And then she'll tell me it's not my birthday, you missed it again. So, anyway, hey, welcome to the show. We're on from 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Are you okay in there?
I'm not sure if the microphone is working.
My mic's...
Can you hear me all right?
It sounds good. It sounds... I can hear you. It quit.
Okay.
It quit there for a second, but that's usually static electricity shock. Are we on?
As far as I know, yeah.
Well,
I just don't see my stuff over here moving. We're in program.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it should be moving. This is interesting, the way to start. Hey, if you can hear us out there, just go over and listen to the radio over there.
Come on, guys, we have a radio.
Don't we have a radio out there that we listen to? Is it on?
I can't hear myself in the headphones.
Okay. That's why we keep that radio on 24 hours a day, is just to make sure that we're still here. It's kind of like the Twilight Zone. If we can hear ourselves, we are still here. However, if it's off, who God knows where. I mean, we could have been taken up and probed.
You want to hear the weather?
Yeah.
All right.
I need to hear something.
It's currently 59 degrees. Today, we're looking at a high of 68, a low of 38. It's going to be sunny, apparently, forever. I would like some showers, but... Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 68.
I would like you to have some showers, too.
All right, on Thursday, it's going to be a high of 68, a low of 40. On Friday, a high of 66, low of 39. Saturday, a high of 68, a low of 40. It says Sunday, a slight chance of showers with a high of 63, a low of 40. And then Monday, it says a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 59.
Well, let's hope so. That's chance of showers, at least. As much as we love this beautiful weather, we need more rain. More rain, more rain. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They've been doing this for a couple of decades, and they are super people. All the propane comes out of one tank, so it comes down to customer service. And that's Chuck and Judy Kenny and their family, as Chuck and Judy kind of stepping back a little way from it, but their sons and daughters are taking it over, and that same great quality service, customer service, is still there. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And during this spike on fuel oil and propane, talk to them. They don't want anybody to be cold during the winter. Okay. Speaking of aliens, UFOs, why has it been this year? It seems. Have you noticed that there's been a spike in all these sightings, and now the government's coming out and saying things like, "Well, we can't explain what this is, and we can't explain what this is." I mean, the chance of what UFOs have. You know, of course, people will tell you UFOs have been coming to the Earth for ever, but. Are you reading anything about this, or is this something that just isn't on your scope at all?
UFOs?
Yeah. I mean, noticing? It seems like there's more and more stories. I'm not talking like, the Globe, that kind of that scandal sheet that's in supermarkets and what's the other one? The Inquirer. No, I'm talking about areas or newspapers that are more serious and agencies that are more serious.
No, I haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Well, what do you do when you leave here?
You mean, do I look up UFOs on the internet all day after I get home?
You don't?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Well, okay. Excuse me. I seem to have, and people have commented on it. It sounds like Carl's got a cold. Feels like Carl's had a cold for a month. Today I'm going to see the premier ear, nose, and throat guy around, Dr. George Dome. He said, "Come down here and let me check, see what you got there." So today I go down to Dr. Dome's office. Dr. Dome has, I tell you what, this is a brilliant man. And I don't remember going down to just an ear, nose, and throat guy since I was like a child when I had allergies. And that's all I need is to find out that all of a sudden I'm allergic to the rubber latex that's in these mic covers. And now I'm allergic, and it's going to be like that forever. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, I was working with the horse the other day, and I tried a new exercise with the horse where I grab its leg, its hoof, and I pull it forward. And this loosens up the shoulder muscles before you go out and ride. So I did that. And did the other side. Well, at the same time, though, the horse pulls back a little. So what I ended up doing was finding a spot in my back that I never knew before that it could be hurt, and which did. Last night on my Sleep Number bed, I changed and I adjusted the firmness of the mattress, which is the big thing that you can do in Sleep Number beds. You can either sleep at a 100%, where it's a very firm mattress, and you can drop it down. Well, I moved it back up again, and this morning, no pain. Now, am I saying that that was the only reason? Well, I did some stretches, but last night I slept and slept completely relaxed and woke up this morning feeling great. Linda's Sleep Number is 45. Mine last night was 75, and it makes a difference. Sleep Number makes a difference in our family. We're so convinced of it that my kids, my sister, other people we know, when they hear us talk about it, they've gone out and bought them too, and they too have noticed the difference. And what can I say? I mean, we're not, you know, Dak Prescott laying on the bed. Hey, I'm on Sleep Number, and of course was eliminated in the playoffs. But day to day, sleeping on a Sleep Number bed is just outstanding. And right now, proven quality sleep, as we have talked about, can be life-changing sleep, and that starts with Sleep Number adjustability. During Sleep Number's January sale, you can save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores. Now, special financing means monthly payments and a background check or a credit check in that. But you'll learn more from sleepnumber.com. But do yourself a favor. It's the beginning of the year. Go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go in and talk to Steve or any of the professionals there. Lay on these beds. And I guarantee you that a good night's sleep is in your future. 7:15 in the morning, we'll be right back.
Oh, get on. I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. I straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. I had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Vote yes. Recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Carl Bott here. Linda's on assignment, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil is the premier delivery agency in the North State. In fact, it delivers fuel oil, diesel, kerosene, jet fuel throughout the western United States. It's an employee-owned company. They also offer the CFN card. That's a it's a fuel network card that's good in like 62,000 different places. And if your business and if y'all are using gas or any type of, you know, fuel like that for your trucks or automobiles or whatever, or your fleet of vehicles, you go down to SST Oil and they have a whole division set up there to take care of you, where you get your reports every month, how much you've used, who's been using it, because everybody's got their own card. This is just one of the many things that SST Oil offers. And as I've said before, they're always looking for good employees. Like I said, it's an employee-owned company. They take care of their people. Give them a call at 241-1167. Kind of sad news that the police, I don't know if you pay attention to different sources of news. I try to look at a variety of different sources, ones that I think are just crazy and others that I know are crazy. And then there's others I just try to, you know, some of them are just news stories. There's no opinion in them. But it was a terrible weekend for police and law enforcement officers. At least five died or were wounded in four separate incidents across the country. It started in New York on Friday and continued through Monday morning in Washington, D.C. and Texas. One officer was killed, a second was gravely injured in New York City, while another was shot in D.C. A fourth officer, a corporal, was fatally wounded during a traffic stop in the Houston area, not far from where a fifth person, a sheriff's sergeant, was struck by a hit-and-run driver during an off-duty motorcycle escort. Now, you can say, well, that one wasn't in line of duty, but he was in his, he was on his motorcycle, and he was in part of an escort, probably, for a funeral, and got hit, and then the guy left, or whoever hit him left. And some of them, you know, 22 years old, there was another one that was shot right here in L.A., an off-duty cop, was shot looking for a house. They were confronted by a gang, no matter what gang members, no matter what Gavin Newsom says about, oh, no, we didn't call them gangs, and was killed in front of his fiance. This is there's been more and more police being shot and assaulted and ambushed. The big thing is the ambush, where they're called to a domestic violence, they're called to something, and they show up, and they're waiting for them. And the police are in shootouts. Now, part of this is because of, in my opinion, is this thing that started after George Floyd in this big movement to defund the police. Oh, the police are bad. The police are not your friends. The police aren't, you know, the police are unfair. All these things that happen. And it seemed like it's starting to get worse if you're a police officer. Now, the other things they get run into, of course, is that people disrespect them. And one of the things that the Reading, every one of the law enforcement agencies here in Reading and North, in the North State, and Anderson and, Northern California say is that they have the respect of the people. And, you know, that's true. But it still doesn't keep people from, when they are arrested, not fighting back. There was a shootout in one a couple months ago, where the assailant was shot, but he was shooting at the officer and his canine partner. At any one time, 10% of a law enforcement agency that we have just in our area here in the county, may be off work due to injuries, caused from, trying to arrest somebody. So, this is very disquieting news to me that when a policeman shows up at a house to help somebody and they're waiting for him, and there's something, and this is, of course, it's, you know, in larger cities, you see it in larger cities, but then there was a cop in Louisiana out in the country that was killed too, a sheriff's deputy. Same type thing. All over the last couple months, it's been the worst year for police being shot and killed and injured in 2021. So here in Reading, we talked a little bit about the we talked extensively about that spill, and that cleanup is still going on. The spill that was down on Pine Street, where Pine Street and Market meet, and over there down by Lulu's and the Safeway. And even today, they are still cleaning up part of that 4,000 gallons of hazardous material that flowed into the Sacramento River and tributaries. Turned over on Pine Street, you may have seen the photos. If you haven't, it was a large tanker and had flipped upside down and spilled a mixture of petroleum-based fuels. And they are still today still trying to clean it up. They tried to, when it comes out, they put booms out across the whole area in the water to try and contain it before it goes downstream. And before my time, but I don't know if you remember, Jared, that when the train car, was it a train car up in Dunsmuir? They had a train wreck and it dumped all of the soap and into the river up there in the McLeod, and it killed off. It just killed off fish for miles in there. I don't know. That was well before my time, and they had to come back and literally restock that whole river. And so, when things like this happen, you have to, the hazmat people aren't just kind of like standing there in uniform, ready to go. You've got to get it going, to try and fix these things. Anyway, so hopefully that, they'll have this cleaned up here in the next couple of days. But if you start seeing things out there, and it went from the Calaboose Creek along Locust Street and the Garden Track, and part of East Street, and they were still, parts of those areas were still kind of closed down while they're trying to fix this. The number of COVID cases, I need to send this over to a friend of mine who really crunches numbers and who may be listening right now. I'm going to see him today about 11:30. Why are so many non-COVID deaths happening to a group of people in that 18 to 45 range? There's more deaths in 2021 than there usually is, and you take away COVID from it, because COVID's part of it. But if you take away COVID, we've had a higher number of deaths than we usually have. So there is a number of these charts that are just really interesting about, U.S. deaths by age group, an 85 plus. And, COVID's in that. But when you get into 0 to 17, of course, it's very, 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 very few from 0 to 17 age group. But the impact is there. So I want to crunch these numbers and come back tomorrow and talk a little bit more about this in the sense of why are the death rates going up? At this point, it's, for the first time in, decades, the average life expectancy for a generation went down from the one in front of it. See, you're not in that next generation for me. See, my life expectancy is up in the 80s. But this next generation, or it may be yours, is down a year or so.
Well, I'm a millennial, so
yeah.
You're a boomer, and then it goes to X, and then millennials, I think.
I'm not sure, but I think it's what they're looking at, though, is you add the, a lot of it is death by drugs, death by homicides. And there's been a lot of shootings over the last 2 years. A lot of people killed that way. But drug overdoses is a huge one too. We've killed over 100,000, I think, 2 years in a row from overdoses. So I don't think that'll fall into my in my equation. Death from unless you can overdose on vitamin D. I'm not sure. Can you? And your one a days? I take a lot of those.
That's the sunshine vitamin, right?
Yeah.
Well, if we live in Redding,
and B12. I guess you could get an overdose of that. But when you get a blood test, you're short B12. You need to take 1,000 milligrams of this a day. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to some people about how to prevent accidents in your home. how to prevent falls, or to one of the main reasons that people have to leave their homes when they're elderly is they fall and they break a hip, break a leg, break a shoulder. How do we help prevent that? We're going to be talking about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been here for 15 years, three branches, and getting ready to open up their Anderson branch here early next month. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they began. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Get all your news here. Get your local news. Some of your local news. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 54 degrees at 7:35 in the morning here on the 25th of January, 2022. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a great selection of jewelry, everything from the classic, the estate jewelry, Native American, and, of course, designer pieces they do themselves. In fact, if you want to design a piece of jewelry, they will help you do that and then build it for you using gems from all over the world. That's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Andy Ruiz. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
And we're talking about Plans and Service Area 2 Agency on Aging, and just how people can prevent an accident in their homes, which is falls being one of the biggest reasons that you have people that are a little bit older, elderly people that go end up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Is this correct, or am I just thinking that?
No, it is correct. So Planning and Service Area 2, Area Agency on Aging, is a government agency. We're funded through the government. And we have this amazing program called the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to help prevent falls in the home, because a lot of seniors or disabled adults, they fall in the home and they're in the hospital, head injury, hip injury, and there's been billions of dollars spent on that each year. So we want to keep, and we also want to keep people in their home longer and stay independent. So the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program is a free program for anyone who qualifies to get free fall prevention equipment like grab bars, toilet seat risers, transfer benches, and qualifying is pretty easy. You have to be 60 and older or a disabled adult of any age. You can't make more than 80% of the area median income, and you have to be at risk of falls or institutionalization. And qualifying is really fast. You just give me a call, ask for Andy, and I do a quick little assessment, and you qualify. And then we have someone, our partners with Everything Medical, they're here in Reading, but they go all the way out to, because we cover 5 counties, Lassen, Shasta, Siskiyou, Modoc, and Trinity. They'll come to their home, do the assessment to see what fall prevention equipment they need, see, oh, that rug needs to be more secure, and they help educate people as well. And then once everything's approved under the program, they'll come back and deliver and install.
Will they tap down rugs?
They don't do that, but they will tell you recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also call
but they'll put the hand holds in. Mm-hmm. Or those, the grip, what do you call them?
The grab bars.
Grab bars.
Yes.
In showers and in bathtubs, so mm-hmm. people can get in and out without, when they're on one leg or one foot.
Yeah.
Like this, making the step in there.
Yep.
And then, I guess what you extended, they raise the seats on the toilet so it's easier to get up like that. And then, what's a transfer?
A transfer bench is, you have a bathtub shower combo.
Yeah.
The transfer bench makes it so person can sit down outside and then slide into the shower, so they don't have to, lift their leg over the tub.
If they have one of those kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, so how many people, do you have any statistics on how many people fall a year?
Not how many, but 1 in 5 falls result in serious injury or death.
Okay.
So we want to definitely eliminate that, make it smaller.
Well, my mother-in-law fell, and she's very spry, but she tripped over something. And we found out that her husband couldn't get her up. and he's pretty, you know, good, strong, big, strong guy. But they're 90 and 88.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't get, you know, get her moved immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So this type of thing, and they still don't have grab bars in their showers, no matter what we say. And things like this. But 20% of the falls end up in injury, which means they end up sometimes in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then if there is something broken, a hip, a knee, mm-hmm. shoulder, they end up in a rehabilitation facility until they can get up and walk again, mm-hmm. which takes them out of their house.
Yes.
And some of them never leave there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the problem.
Yes. That, and a lot of people don't want to be, you know, institutionalized, and they want to stay home for as long as they can. And the goal of this program is to let people stay home for as long as they can.
When I, so what number do they go to you? I've got a number here,
yeah.
But is there, do you have a website? Do you
yeah.
have, yeah.
So, www.psa2.org. You can contact us there on our website. Also, our phone number is 530-842-1687. And we're not open 9 to 5 every day.
Mm-hmm. Now, the so I call. Say mm-hmm. I call. Okay, I've heard about you on Free Fire Radio, and I would like to have somebody come out and look at my house and give me an assessment. So they just call that number.
Yep.
And somebody will answer the phone.
Someone will answer the phone. They can ask for me, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I do all the assessments, or they can just ask for the fall prevention program. They'll get transferred to my desk. If I'm not there, I do. My partner will do the assessment, and I just when I get back to the office, I double check it and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get people once it's approved. Everything medical is going to contact them directly. So,
and the approval process is only a few minutes. It sounds like
seconds.
You ask
minutes,
them how
yeah.
much money they make. So mm-hmm. in this area, how much money would that be?
I believe for Shasta County, I think less than $40,000 if one person lives in the home a year.
So if you make less than that,
mm-hmm.
you qualify. And if it's two people, potentially.
Don't quote me on that because I don't have
okay.
my.
You don't have your,
I don't have my.
Well, I'm just wondering because when we say how much money it is, you mm-hmm. know, and we talk about the median household,
mm-hmm.
so you may have to make 80% of. You can make 80% of the 80. Of the median household
mm-hmm.
income.
Mm-hmm.
So not 100%, but 80%
yeah.
of it. Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people do qualify for this program.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Which is nice because, you know, I want everyone to qualify. I want to help everyone.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Well, you know, the thing is the other part, though, is educating people mm-hmm. on how to safely, you know, how to, you know, make their houses safer. Do you have programs for that?
So with the fall prevention program, they get the assessment, and then we mail, after they receive their product, we mail educational information to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, another great thing about our agency is if they're looking for something else outside of the fall prevention program, they can call us and we can send them, recommendations, point them in the right direction, let them know of any other programs that we have in their area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a type of thing that you don't think about.
No.
Until it happens in your family. And, you know, it's one of those things that when you're dealing with older people, a lot of times they're set in their ways. But so I guess the hardest thing is getting people to reach out
mm-hmm.
and say, well, you know what, I would like to have somebody come into my house, and which is a hard thing.
Yeah.
So, but if you're also at that age where you can be vulnerable and you want to stay at home, that having some help, some aid around your house,
mm-hmm.
you know, from somebody that comes in and says, well, you're going to need stuff here and here and here to give you a better chance,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, grab bars, you see them everywhere in Europe.
Yeah.
Don't see them so much here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And when a lot of people that I've come into contact with too, like for instance, the grab bars, they're renting their property. They mm-hmm. don't own the home. They won't make any modifications. The grab bars that we that Everything Medical has, they're suction cups,
right.
So they're not permanent. And so if they move, they could take them with them too.
Yeah, like toilet seats, those aren't permanent.
Mm-mm.
So they can take that if they go to another place.
Yeah.
So okay, you know, my friends, nobody wants to leave their home.
No.
Because of a fall. It can happen even to people that aren't elderly, that may have balance problems, that may have other problems. So those also can. It's just for anybody that's in that zone for maybe tripping, their balance is gone, and that could be from ear infections. It could be from anything.
If they're
different types of medical conditions.
Yeah, if they're disabled, they can qualify for the program too. It's 60 and older, and this is one thing that our agency, we normally just deal with seniors or help seniors.
Yeah.
This is the first program that not only seniors can qualify for this program, but disabled adults of any age. We've had someone as young as 21 in our program.
Well, yeah. Well, if they're disabled and they need that extra help.
Yeah.
Okay, so the help's out there. Your tax dollars actually going somewhere that it, you know, helps people in your community, may even help you.
Yeah.
And it's PSA2, which is Plans and Service Area 2, and that's our area up here, Agency on Aging. And it's called the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. And you can get a hold of Andy at 530-842-1687.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So I hope this helps. I hope people are out there thinking, you know what, I could use a couple of those things.
Yeah. And I don't think we mentioned this is a cost-free program.
Yeah, totally cost-free.
Cost-free. That people come to you. You don't have to worry about anything. You just have to make the initial phone call, and we'll take care of everything else.
From then on, you'll be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with some good people. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you for having me. This is a lot of fun.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about dolphins defending nuclear areas. We'll be right back.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now, getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoom Ball Swipe to win.
Win big cash prizes or $100,000.
Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m.
Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone
and walk away a winner.
But wait, there's more.
All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. In case you are, that's why.
That's what all the people say.
7:51 in the morning, 52 degrees here on the 25th of January, 2022. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a place to go to get well. It's highly, it was certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. It's one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, an A rating from the LeapFrog organization, which measures every hospital in the United States and gives them a rating on their abilities to take care of people and safety there. They also have the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system, less intrusive, less pain, reduced risk, faster recovery times. The TAVR valve replacement goes on over there. Instead of having to chop your chest open, they can go in through an artery and replace a valve in your heart that you're up that afternoon and go home the next day. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I saw an article about how dolphins are used, dolphins, sea lions, for protecting harbors and ships from mines. They, they have a just an awesome, extraordinary biological sonar, and they can detect hazards beneath the surface, whether tethered to the seafloor or buried beneath sediment. And since 1967, the Navy's been training dolphins and sea lions and maybe other marine life that's classified for the military applications such as mine clearing, force protection, and recovery missions. The U.S. Navy Marine Mammal Program deployed military dolphins as early as the Vietnam War and as recently as the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Now, the reason this kind of struck home is because I saw them being trained down where I was working and on a mission. It's here in the United States, and I'm not going to say where. They were training dolphins to do things. They were training them to find divers or people coming in subsurface that might be coming in to, like, plant a mine on a ship or to do some kind of destructive work. And what they do is, on this, according to this, is that if they find an infiltrator, they bump into them. Now, dolphins, what, 250 pounds of dolphin bumps into you? Dolphins have been known to attack sharks and kill them by ramming them. But they're not, they're trained to place a buoy device on the back or a limb using their mouth. And then that buoy inflates and drags outed diver to the surface for easy capture. When trained sea lions perform the same maneuver, they use a kind of handcuff with their mouths to attach the buoy. Think about this. So one goes for a little swim one day, and you're out there, and a sea lion comes up and tries to handcuff you to something. Bangor, Washington now houses the largest single nuclear weapons site in the world. That must make the people up in Bangor, Washington happy. And it needs protection from all sides, including seaward. That's where the Navy's dolphin pods and sea lions come in. It says the animals have been defending the waters around the stockpile, holding roughly 25% of the United States' 9,000 nuclear warheads since 2010. And I saw this back in the 90s with them training these. Other countries use them too. After the Russians did it for a long time, then after the Russian Empire fell, that went away. So I knew a person that was working with it, that was working on a couple projects. But this was, going down there and watching is spectacular. And then you think to yourself, well, is that what they do? They put a buoy on them? Or are they trained for more lethal? Are they trained to be a little more lethal? I mean, do they have like a knife or something like this attached to their snout? They go in and just start whacking away? Or do they just come in and they just hit them going about 20 miles an hour into the water and hit them with their snout? That would get somebody's attention, too. But the boy, yeah, I could see him doing that. Interesting, the things that you see and that were classified that now are out there in just open press. Just open press. The Omicron variant, and one of the things that we've done with since when people get sick with COVID, and Florida was pushing it, everybody's pushing it, is anticlonals to give to people. Instead of waiting till you got sick enough to go to the hospital, start taking these the monoclonal antibodies. And it turns out that the FDA has just said you can't use some of it right now. The FDA's abrupt decision to remove the EUAs came that the supply of monoclonal antibody treatment sites on Monday were closed by the FDA, closed Florida's monoclonal antibody treatment sites, and they removed the treatments from the emergency use authorization. Now, this seems to be something that works on people, that keeps them out of the hospital, and it's strange to see that they would do something like this, and especially without advance notice, just to shut down these monoclonal sites. Well, does that mean that they're saying that part of it doesn't work, so they're shutting the whole thing down? They're taking it out of the emergency use authorization. But I thought some of the vaccines were still in the emergency use authorization, too. I've lost track of everything that the government says is good and says it's not good, because there's so much of a change in all this. DeSantis, who was the governor there, said it became apparent the treatment was working. The Biden administration took over control of the supply of Regeneron and one of the monoclonal antibody treatments and cut Florida's supply. And just, last thing here, talking about President Biden, was he was being asked by a question by a Fox News guy named Ducey about the impact on inflation on the midterms, and Biden turned away, and he mumbled something, and then he said, "What a stupid son of a bleep! What a stupid son of a beep!" And then an hour later, called Ducey and apologized. "Hey, it wasn't personal, pal." But I've seen President Biden lose his temper before when he was talking to a union guy, when he yelled at him, "I don't work for you." And other times that President Biden loses his temper. I'm sure it's not an age thing. Could be. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Haven Humane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following a brief respite yesterday, Wall Street's big sell-off has resumed this morning. The key averages are sharply lower. Market analyst Ed Moya says investors, rattled by what they expect the Federal Reserve to do in order to get inflation under control.
They have to do that by rising interest rates, and they're going to begin a steady path of increasing rate hikes. And this is what's really unnerving a lot of investors.
The market's also on edge about the Ukraine situation. And speaking of that, 8,500 U.S. troops may be deployed to NATO territory in Eastern Europe in advance of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. Correspondent Lolita Balder says Russian military moves causing considerable unease among Ukraine's neighbors.
Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, a lot of those NATO allies are very concerned and worried about a potential Russian incursion into their territory. So these moves by the Pentagon are part of an effort to reassure them that they will be protected against any potential Russian action.
And the White House is pushing back against Moscow's claim that the U.S. is to blame for the rising tensions over Ukraine.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki said it's important to remember who the aggressor is in the current Ukraine crisis.
It is not the United States. It is not these eastern flank countries. It is Russia, who has tens of thousands of troops on the border of Ukraine.
After holding a secure video call with European leaders yesterday, President Biden called it a very, very good meeting and said there was total unanimity with all the European leaders as they take steps in the face of ongoing Russian aggression. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Conference Board's closely watched barometer of consumer confidence down again this month as we deal with inflation and the coronavirus. Wall Street, the Dow down 423 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We or United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Highly licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
An expert panel is advising the Israeli government to begin offering another vaccine dose to everyone over 18.
The advisory committee says research shows a fourth dose provides 3 to 5 times the level of protection against serious disease and double the protection against infection compared to 3 doses. The health ministry's director must approve the recommendation, though. Israel's already offering a second booster to everyone over the age of 60 and those at high risk. It began offering third doses to the general population last summer. There are currently some 580,000 active patients in Israel, with just 845 listed as seriously ill. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The last day of talks between the Taliban and Western diplomats underway in Oslo with a bilateral meeting with Norwegian government officials. News and analysis at townhall.com. Just like everything else, price of fertilizer has skyrocketed recently, making the tough job of farming even more challenging.
The Mississippi State Extension Service recently released a study about how farmers are coping with fertilizer prices approaching record highs. A bag of fertilizer that would have sold for $11 in 2021 is now going for about $19.95. Experts say the expected outcome will be farmers buying less fertilizer, which will likely mean a smaller harvest. The Mississippi State study says prices might not return to normal levels until winter of 2023. John Scott reporting.
Virginia's new Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is being sued by 7 school boards, a suit prompted by Youngkin's executive order allowing parents to decide whether their kids must wear a mask
at school, the plaintiff seeking an immediate injunction against the order. Wall Street, the NASDAQ down 343 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like, and what national day is it today?
Well, it's currently 57 degrees, and today we're looking at a high of 68, a low of 38. Going to be sunny on Wednesday, a high of 68, low of 40. Thursday, a high of 68, a low of 40. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 66, low of 39. Saturday, sunny, high of 68, low around 40. And Sunday, a high around 63 and a low of 40.
Okay. National day?
I was trying to look it up while I was reading the weather.
You know,
it's National Irish Coffee Day.
Irish Coffee Day. I can do that. Irish Coffee Day. Isn't it like a little drop of
whiskey
or dollop of whiskey or something inside your coffee?
I think so.
Well, I think that's great. The weather in the national day is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a company based out of Anderson, a locally owned company, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And I'm here with Mandy Hoplin and Jim Lewis from Haven Humane. No, Mark is not here today. So,
good morning.
Are y'all willing to say those things about Mark that you were saying before the show started out loud?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was about to say that was off the record.
Oh, okay. Was that off the record? Oh, okay. I got it here. Hey, a lot of things happening with Haven Humane. You want to start with, like, the Doggy Dash details?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Doggy Dash, which is a 5K, 10K timed event. You come out with your favorite pet, your dog, and you can run it, you can walk it, you can run, walk it, whatever you'd like.
Can you ride it?
Prizes? Well, possibly. It's March
19th. Oh, it's got to be a dog. It's a Doggy Dash. Yes. Bring a horse out.
That's
it probably
right.
Just looks
no.
bad. Looks
it's
bad. Okay.
March 19th, we're going to start at Turtle Bay, and we'll take advantage of the River Trail system back in the back. And it's a super fun event. Young and old, everybody comes out and really has a great time. So that's March 19th. That's a Saturday. We start at 7 a.m. is when we start the race, and it ends at about 11.
Okay. Now, how do you enter this thing?
We will have registration on our website. It's not up yet. But
okay.
We will have registration on our website, and we'll put it out on Facebook and Instagram when registration is available.
Can you register that morning?
You can register that morning, yes, absolutely.
In case you find a dog, you know, that morning running around.
My dog.
Your dog?
Yeah.
Okay. As we know, Betty White passed away.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting. Nobody expected it. It's probably, you know, even Betty didn't expect it because they had this huge 100th birthday party planned. It was on TV. They had, you look at magazine covers, you know, and they're all talking about, hey, she's celebrating her 100th birthday.
Yeah.
But one of the things that resulted from that is that she was an animal lover. She loved her dogs and cats, and in fact said toward the end there, she said, no, I'm not going to buy one because they'll probably outlive me and I don't want to leave them like that. And I can understand that. Then there was a challenge from that to raise money in her name. So how'd that work?
It was fabulous. You know, it was really great because people just came out and with a lot of love for Betty White, said, hey, we want to donate. We want to be a part of this challenge. We put together a program to also be a part of the program. And it was just an honor to you know, recognize her and the fact that she was almost 100. She died, I think, 17 days prior to her 100th
birthday.
Yeah, she was
almost there.
Yeah, but it was fun. I wish she could have seen the groundswell of support for her and the what people thought of her. Young and old, people came out in droves, and they donated off our website. We put out a Facebook fundraiser. We also did partnerships with a few of the restaurants in the area. So Roadrunner Grill did a Dine to Donate event that was super successful. They said it was super busy, and they ended up donating about $1,000.
Okay.
We had Creekside Grill at Wind River did a, I don't know if you know, but one of her favorite meals was hot dogs and vodka. So they did a meal deal at Creekside, and it was a Dine to Donate as well, and so they also donated.
You mean a hot dog?
Hot dog.
And the drink was vodka.
Vodka was her favorite.
Now, was that her favorite meal, or that's just what she credited her long life to, is hot dogs and vodka?
I think it was credited to her long life.
Well,
gosh,
I love hot dogs.
Yeah. And then Rita's also did a event as well to support Betty White and donate to Haven Humane.
Wow. Okay. It sounds like that was pretty successful.
It was.
Hot dogs and vodka, huh?
Yeah, it was a wild day.
Getting you to 100 years of age. Huh. When you see things like that, you know, like, and I've talked about my in-laws way too much this morning, 90 and 80, 88. I mean, they just kind of do what they want.
Yeah.
You know, and he has his glass of wine or two or three every day.
Well, there's a lot to be said for happiness keeping you going, you know. So
I think
do what makes you happy in moderation.
I think so.
One of the things Betty White really wanted, though, was for people to donate to their local shelters. And we had donations in the range of about $6,000 on that day, or leading up to that day and that day. So it was amazing.
Well, that is. Mm-hmm. And so is that something like you could have, like in the name of Betty White, or like a little, you know, $6,000 and that, you know, that came to Haven Humane? Because you're going to use it for a variety of different things. But wouldn't it be nice to have, like, the Betty White Adopt a Pet type thing?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We're here with Mandy Hoblin and Jim Lewis from Haven Humane. Mark's not here today, which means he owes me breakfast next time. anytime he misses.
So he'll bring the hot dog, you bring the vodka.
There you go. That's easy to do. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know what? This is not a place for assisted living. This is for active seniors here. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. It's surrounded by natural beauty. It's down by the river. It's downtown here. Great places to live in there. They're pet friendly, which is very important to people. Gourmet chefs, activities if you choose to participate, and they've got transportation if you choose to use it. But this is a place where people have had enough of taking care of houses or townhouses, and they don't have to worry about it then. They don't have to worry about the, is there going to be toilet paper in the stores? Nope, don't have to worry about that. To see what River Commons can mean to you, give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian or any of the other people down there to arrange a personalized tour today. Have lunch with the people. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you've ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBot. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Do you know what that was?
Who?
It was the Golden Girls theme song.
The Golden Girls. Oh, is that what that was?
That's what that was.
Betty White.
Yeah.
You know what? The Golden Girls. She lasted longer than any of them, but she was going. Do you remember that show at all? Did you ever see it?
The Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I might have caught a few episodes.
Did y'all ever see that? I'm here with
yes.
Jim Lewis and Mandy Hoplin.
It was always on at my house when
okay.
I was a kid.
Now yes. You remember the lady that was the southern lady that was kind of the what's the word I'm trying to sexually active?
Blanche.
A sexually active one.
And then definitely
and, yeah, Blanche. And then Betty White played she was from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And she would come up with the weirdest things.
St. Olaf's.
And so she was gonna play the Blanche part.
Oh.
And the other woman was gonna play the Minnesota part.
Oh, that's
but they switched them. And because she had been in like the Mary Tyler Moore show and played that part, the active person there. But it worked out. The chemistry was there. St. Olaf. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I've totally forgotten what I was supposed to say here, but let's go on. Let's move forward here. You've got a great story. Oh, wait a minute. Let's go on February 5th from 11 to 3, your mobile adoption unit's going to be at Lucky Miller's.
Right.
Yeah.
What's Lucky Miller's? Did you know Lucky Miller's moved to a new location? Wait, what's Lucky Miller's? Know.
Yeah, what's Lucky Miller's?
Oh, it's a delicious little deli sandwich shop.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be off 273. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right next to Ace Hardware. They just moved over off of, do you know where the Subway was? Over by Orchard Nutrition?
Yes.
They right moved into that building.
Stronghold. Right across the street from Man's Last Stronghold. There you go. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Jason Miller is an amazing supporter for Haven Humane, and he's done a number of things for us. And
what's his name?
Jason Miller at Lucky Miller's Deli and Market.
Do they call him Lucky?
Probably.
Okay. Is that open now?
It is open, and they've been adding more and more to their menu. They just debuted the Redding Buzz Burger, and so you'll have to go check it out and have a Buzz Burger while you're there.
A Buzz Burger.
Yeah.
Made out of what, vegan things?
No, there's no vegan there.
No, there's no vegan,
no vegan there.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask. Well, I'm already liking this place.
Now, I will say, though, they do have a vegetarian sandwich, the cheese, please, that I get when I go there. So there are options.
Lucky
They'll
Miller's,
do whatever
huh?
you desire, probably.
Lucky, yeah, but Lucky Miller's. We're going to be there February 5th from 11 to 3. We're going to have adoptable animals there. You can come in, get lunch, bring home a new best friend.
I just saw a puppy on Facebook the other day that y'all had found.
Mm-hmm.
How long did that puppy last? Somebody found it? Or
probably less than, once it was available for adoption, they last less than a day.
Yeah.
It was a
pretty cute little dog.
Yeah. They go quick. People are waiting in line for them.
Why do you think y'all bring in dogs here on Fridays? Mm-hmm. And I always ask, well, where'd you find this? Well, it's out running loose,
mm-hmm.
no chip in him,
mm-hmm.
and so you hang on to him for, 2 weeks or something like that, waiting for people to show up, and you put the photos on Facebook and other places on your website, and if you're missing an animal, it's a good, there's a chance, maybe even a good chance that they've been picked up and delivered mm-hmm. to Haven Humane.
Mm-hmm.
So, you shouldn't just give up on finding that dog. And that's what the thing is. I see some really good animals roll through here, and I'm thinking, well, didn't even look for them? Or maybe they just didn't know where to look.
It didn't look
them.
In the right spot. We have, we're very active on our Facebook page posting lost pets. There's a whole lost pets album there. You can get on it, and you can search back through time to see all the ones that have come in if you're looking for your lost animal. That's a great place to start. Obviously, give us a call or come down to the shelter. You can walk through just to verify that the pet's not there. If you don't think it would have made it to us, still come down and take a look. You can also call our front office there at 530-241-2550 to leave a report or get more information about that. But, don't forget to check us. That's what we're here for, is to get lost pets back to their owners.
Okay, Camp Love a Pet. This is one of Mark's favorite things. He runs twice during the summer.
That's right. So he gets to take off his CEO hat and put on his counselor hat.
He loves that thing. So what is tell people what Camp Love a Pet is, though.
Sure. Yeah, it's a 2-week summer camp where basically the kids come in every day. They spend about 2 hours or so working with an animal one on one. Each kid has their own animal. Actually, right now we're doing two kids per animal.
You draw for the animal.
Yeah, they get them random. We do a whole little ceremony where they walk up and they just pull a leash and collar out of a blind box, basically, and they get surprised. Every year, the smallest kid gets the biggest dog.
It has to be like that.
It makes it fun. It's really a character building
thing. Until you see him being drugged across the field there going, sit!
Hey, that's the first week, but by the end of the camp, you'll see the shyest, smallest kid with that just exuberant big dog who has just built so much character over those 2 weeks, having to be in charge of this dog, having to be its trainer. So it's a really wonderful
having
program.
Having a responsibility in their life. Now, do these kids come from homes where there are pets in many cases?
Some don't. We kind of get them from all walks of life.
And so at the end of this, what do you expect the dog to be able to do?
Basically, we're looking for basic social skills and manners. So that's sitting, laying down, hopefully not barking the entire time, just the really basic stuff, and then they also do some fun tricks. So,
well, but you want them to be able to walk beside you, so that's part of this deal too, is that walking beside you without pulling you down the
exactly.
the road.
Yeah.
How do you teach a dog to do that?
Well, the best, I think, and most appropriate way is you just, when they're out on a leash with you, you don't walk when they're pulling on the leash. What they want to do is go forward. Don't let them if they're pulling you.
Okay. Make them sit there beside you.
Yeah, make them sit. You can make them look back at you before you move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, sometimes it means walking around the block takes an hour. But you know,
they'll learn,
you know, but then when the dog, you've had it for a while, now it's a dog that you can go out and take a casual walk with. So.
And that's important because you don't want to have a dog that you have to fight all the time.
Well, yeah.
And whether it's a small dog or a larger dog, especially a larger dog.
Yeah. You want walking your dog to be a fun experience
now,
for both of you.
At the end of this, these dogs are then up for adoption.
Correct.
Right.
And people come in and they, and so it gives the dogs a better chance.
Yes.
For adoption.
Yeah. They learn all that stuff. They all have signs on their kennel doors that say, I'm in Camp Love a Pet. And I'm learning all these things. The kids make posters for their kennels that just brag about the dog and all the tricks it can do. So it's really sweet. Last year was our first camp where every single dog was adopted at graduation.
So that's great.
Hoping to do that again this year.
And a lot of the adopters came to the graduation.
Yeah.
And so they were able to take their dog home
after that graduation.
That day. Yeah.
That's super. Now, this is for kids 10 to 15.
Correct.
And it costs $300.
Correct.
To
money
do that.
Well spent, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then, but it also, that money goes back into Hayden Humane and into helping take care of the animals. Okay. Now, Mandy, you got a story about a dog named Bruce.
I do.
Okay.
We started something about 5 weeks ago called Tales from the Veterinary Hospital. And it's really to help share what's happening at Haven and specifically in our hospital and the types of cases that come in. But this one in particular was my very first one that I wrote about. His name is Bruce. He is a brown lab, probably a brown lab mix. They're all mixed in with something. And Bruce was gravely injured. He had a terrible cut on his forehead that was infected. Dr. Howden did surgery. And during surgery, she saw that he had been, he had a piece of a hoof in the tip of his nose. And so he had been kicked by a horse, likely. We don't know for sure. But whatever happened, no one took care of him from that point forward. And so he got, terribly ill. He was picked up. He was brought into Haven, had his surgery. We had drainage and everything that we could to help him heal and get rid of the infection. During this process, I wrote this story about Bruce, and I was starting to tell people about Bruce and what a wonderful job our veterinary hospital was doing to help him heal. Super sweet boy. He always has a squeaky toy in his mouth. You would not see him without a squeaky toy, and his little body just shakes, shakes, shakes. So I was telling some friends about Bruce, and over a few weeks' time, they fell in love with him. They hadn't even met him. And so they were on vacation over the holidays, and John's wife, Stacy, texted me and said, "We want Bruce. Can you hold him for us?" And I said, "Well, you know, we're at animal shelter. If somebody else comes along, you know, we've got to give them an opportunity to adopt him." And she said, "But we really want him." So Jim took him to the adoption event at PetSmart on a Sunday. So they had come back in on the weekend, and on Sunday morning they met Jim and the team at PetSmart, and they met him for the first time, fell in love with him. They adopted him. And he is thriving. I don't even know how else to say it. He sleeps in bed with them. He does everything with them. He's truly thriving. And so, you know, the things that our hospital does to save the lives of these animals is, it's breathtaking to me in how they've transformed their lives. And it's wonderful to see these adopters come in and just love and care for these animals. So Bruce is now not just Bruce. His name is Waylon Bruce Pohlmeyer, and he's a happy boy. He looks fabulous. His skin, his coat looks even better than ever. So we have him going through heartworm treatment right now as well at Haven. So he was in this last week, and I think just about everybody that knows Bruce and loves Bruce came in and visited him and gave him love. So
well, that's good. You know, you like to hear good stories. And you know, that comes out good.
Yeah.
Of course.
But it's the fundraising that we do for, you know, Betty White or all those other funds that really help save lives like Bruce. We have a fund called Misty Lee, and it was the Misty Lee funds that helped save Bruce's life.
That's for older animals. And for an older animal, their fees are paid.
That's the PALS fund that helps the older animals.
But Missy
Lee
is
for medical emergency animals.
Yeah. And speaking of medical, you're losing your veterinarian.
That's right. Yeah, our longtime veterinarian, Dr. Howden, who helped save Bruce, will be leaving us on February 15th. Obviously, we'd like to thank her for her 14 years of service to Haven and to our community. And we wish her the best in her next adventures. In the meantime, we are working really hard to find another veterinarian and continue to grow our organization and continue to serve our community. But until we find a new vet, obviously we're going to have limited services at our veterinary hospitals.
So. Well, unless you can find one in the next 20 days.
Yeah,
let's hope so.
We're actively searching. So,
of course. Yeah. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU. For 6 years, did not raise the rates, and because of all the new laws that California has, and other decisions made at much higher levels than the state government, the cost of fuel and the cost of energy is going up. So the first time in 6 years, there's going to be a slight increase on our electric bills. But also from this electric, from REU, is they want people to use this time of the year to also clear up that brush around their homes, those low-hanging trees, get that done while we can still do burn piles, and get rid of those, get rid of the ladder fuels, excuse me, ladder fuels that help, that enable these fires to come into homes. If you have any questions about this, if you have electric lines and there's trees growing around them, give REU a call, and they'll send one of the arborists out there that will clear this up for you. That's Reading Electric Utility. That's cityofreading.org, and go to REU. We'll be right back.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, we have with us Haven Humane in this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from Lucky Miller's. It's a veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts in town by far. Veterans get discounts, as do seniors at Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a call at 244-9478. They work by appointments only. Man's Ass Stronghold, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Mandy and Jim from Haven Humane. Vaccines and microchips.
Yeah.
Vaccine clinic still going.
For now, it's still going. With the loss of our doctor, like we talked about, they will be put on hold until we find a new doctor once she's out of here. So we have 2 more weeks of the vaccine clinic. They're every Wednesday from 2 to 4 at our hospital. It allows pet owners to get their pets vaccinated without having to pay the office visit fee. There are a bunch of vaccine packages and stuff available to get your pets up to date. You can find information about that on our Facebook page or on our website. There's also a full price list there for all our services. There are no income requirements to attend the clinic, but they are very popular, so just be prepared to wait in line
outside
for up to an hour. Yeah. Yes.
Up to an hour
you can be waiting in line there. So
wow.
Yeah, get there at 2 to make sure you have your spot.
Do you have to bring anything?
Just your dog and any records that you have available for it. Make sure the dogs are on a leash, cats are in a carrier. We don't want you just holding your cat in your arms there. That's a dangerous situation to put your cat in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, leased animals or crated animals. You can also get microchips there for only $20. They're $35 any other time. You can just walk in the front door and say you want your pet microchipped, and we'll get that done for you. It helps us to get the pets back to their owners ASAP. Our officers, if they pick up an animal, they scan it for a microchip first thing. If your animal's microchipped, and even better, if it's licensed, they're going to take that animal right back to you at your home, let it avoid the shelter in the first place, helps you to avoid having to pay any impound fees or anything like that. Just remember to keep those microchips updated. If you move, change your address, make sure you call the microchip company to update that, and call us as well so we can update our database. If you rehome your pet for any reason, also make sure you call the microchip company to let them know so the new owners can get their pet back when it gets out, if it does.
You know, I saw something on the news this morning, and it's sad news, about the two ponies that got loose. They were running out there on Gas Point Road. One was hit and killed next to a school. So, but they've already got the animal removed.
Yeah.
But the two ponies got out, obviously, from wherever they were at,
yeah,
just trotting down the road. in early in the morning. Mm. And just another thing about making sure that your fences are strong out there. Nobody wants to run into a pony because it's besides the fact that, you know, it's a pony, the damage that it did to your car and maybe you too. So, it's kind of like dog, you know, like, it's like your backyard. It's one thing to have a dog get loose. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll get loose when you have no idea that they could leap a 6-foot fence or climb a 6-foot fence or higher. But if there's fear there, that, you know, it can happen. One of the things you all always talk about is during that time of the year when there's fireworks.
Fireworks, yeah.
And you're finding dogs for, you know, for days afterwards.
Yeah, it happens New Year's Eve, July 4th. After a Niners game, you never know when noises are going to start happening.
After the 49ers game?
Yeah. I know my neighborhood got pretty loud.
Really?
Yeah.
People excited about the 49ers winning?
Yeah, like me.
I was too.
Especially a game like the Kansas City Chiefs game on Sunday.
Okay, I can see.
That was pretty crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that one on Monday. How, you know, and now people are saying you got to change the overtime rule. You've got to give each team a chance to score the, you know, to score.
But, maybe, but everyone knew the rules going into it.
Everybody knew the rules. Yeah, the other team's not complaining about it. Yeah. You know, those are the rules. You know, whoever went. Of course, the way those guys were playing, whoever got the coin toss was going to win the game.
Right, yeah, they all left their defense on the bus or something.
You know what? It's in considering that, you know, that Buffalo had one of the best defenses in all of football.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Mahomes just did everything but pull their pants down and paddle them. But then on the other side, Josh Allen did the same thing for Kansas City.
Yeah.
Okay, how we got into that, I'm not sure. But because there was a lot of noise. Because there's a lot of noise and, you know, animals get excited. You know, I can imagine being at your house if you have a dog that when you're jumping up on the furniture and screaming that the dog does not like this.
Right.
Or maybe they become part of the cheer
part of
section.
The excitement,
You know, the we've talked about losing a pet. And, you know, the big thing about chipping a pet is if they find this dog, or can you, people chip cats?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. If they find this animal out there, they've got a chip reader
right
there. And if it's up-to-date information, they will bring your pet back to your house.
Right.
And, you know, some people don't even know the animal's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a knock on their door, and they, you know, and they say, is this your dog? What did he do this time? He was stealing cars out of the Wind River parking lot.
Right.
We have countless amazing successful stories of bringing their pets back to them because of the microchip.
Yeah.
We had one recently. It was Jeff Barker's kitty. The kitty had gotten into a boat. Boat was taken to storage. It wasn't even his boat. It was his one of his family members. Taken into storage. Nobody knew the kitty was in there. Kitty was crying and screaming for help, and our animal regulation folks went out and rescued him. He was microchipped, and they found out that it was Josh's kitty. And so they, of course, got reunited. So we have countless stories like that. It's amazing.
Well, I can imagine that there was another one where they said that people had sold a recliner at a yard sale, and the cat went with it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until later that when they opened up the recliner, the cat pops out. and then, you know, so not only did you get a recliner, you got a cat, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody wants that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's California law now, too, that dogs that do get impounded when they are returned to their owner, they have to be microchipped before they leave the shelter. So,
oh, really?
You know what? You might as well just get it done ahead of time. That way the doesn't ever have to go to the shelter, and you don't have that extra cost when you're picking up your impounded animal.
Yeah, because they'll charge $35 for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, it's just something that just makes sense to be able to keep track of it. You know, if you're going to take on the responsibility for an animal, you got to take all of it.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Been there for like 100 years. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Next to Dutch Bros, this place has the greatest car wash It's brushless. They have people, very friendly people, wiping your car down with towels afterwards. If you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Again, on the corner of Market and Eureka next to Dutch Bros. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wind River Resort and Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town.
Football is life. Get in the game.
Sunday, February 13th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Score on food, drinks, party favors, prizes, and kickoff for cash.
Catch the big game on 5 large TV screens and 2 super-sized ones.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Game day buffet included with tickets. Doors open at 2 p.m.
Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River.
Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Find your ultimate tailgate moment only at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Hi, this is Dale Ball, candidate for Shasta County District 2 Supervisor. I want you to take a hard look at your choices for the recall special election on February 1st, and you will see that I am the most qualified candidate.
Your Shasta County special election ballots are in the mail. If you have any questions, contact Dale Ball directly at 530-351-1557.
I have been involved in this community for my whole life, and I am ready to go to work for you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dale Ball, District 2 Supervisor, 2022.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's kind of like a loose dog, isn't it, that song?
It's called The Wanderer.
The Wanderer, yeah. It's kind of like a dog, an unfixed dog out there wandering. Or maybe, no, it's even better. It's a cat. It's the unfixed cat wandering in your neighborhood. you know, finding himself a girlfriend.
I could see some kind of viral marketing campaign coming from that.
There you go. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with Haven Humane and with Mandy Hoblin and Jim Lewis. And we're talking about Haven Humane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. A work injury can be life-changing, and without treatment, you may never recover. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need someone fighting for you. Patrick Gorman is a former 101st Air Mobile Assault type of guy, a former law enforcement guy, and he is a pit bull when it comes to taking care of his clients. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. Isn't funny, I used to term pit bull, you know, like, you know, some, you know, fierce animal, and which is, you know, we went through times in our country when you couldn't have a pit bull because they were considered too vicious. And yet if you look at the number of bites each year, pit bulls are way down on the list as far as people getting bit.
Yeah, they're generally not at the top, that's for sure. And, you know, it's a funny thing, too.
Not even at the top. Yeah, it's like labs. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves a lab. Labs are so nice. Well, labs bite. They've got a mouth. And then you get these smaller dogs that would bite.
Yeah, they get away with it, though.
They get away with it because, yeah, it just draws some blood, but it's not a big bite. It's not like, you know. Anyway, like I said, I'm here with Mandy and Jim from Haven Humane. Mark's at a conference right now.
That's right.
For all of the shelter-type individuals, the heads of the shelters throughout the state. And this is where they kind of compare notes and see things that are working for them. You know, how do you do this? You know, how do you reach out to this group and that? So it's a great way to cross-pollinate and find out things that work in their areas.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it can be a lonely business, you know, being in the animal welfare field. We're the only shelter in town. He's the only animal shelter CEO locally. Mm-hmm. So it's same for every executive of animal welfare group around the state. So, yeah, perfect opportunity to share notes. And
do y'all share animals with other groups? In other words, if you've had an animal for, you know, a few months and you say, hey, well, look, just give them another shot up here in a different area. I mean, we don't, you know, we're not talking that they get, you know, euthanized. They just go to a different area and try, you know, maybe they're looking for that kind of dog up, you know, 100 miles away or something.
Yeah, for sure. We have partners all up and down I-5 from Washington down to L.A. Who can help us when needed, and we help them. When natural disasters strike, there's like just this network springs up where animals are getting transferred back from this shelter that's being impacted by a disaster to this one that has some extra room. And then throughout the year, just certain places know what's going to get adopted in their area and are just on the lookout for those types of animals, and it helps us relieve the pressure here. And so we can focus on those animals that are harder to adopt, and that's what allows us to keep animals around until they're adopted, instead of putting a time frame on
anybody. And we haven't mentioned this lately, but that Haven Humane is a no-kill shelter when it comes to dogs, and you're quickly becoming that way with cats.
Yeah, we are on our way there. We don't officially call ourselves a no-kill shelter yet, but for dogs, we've been there for years now. Yeah.
And which means, I mean, it doesn't mean a dog's not euthanized, but that's only because of injury or sickness or, you know, something like that.
It's going to be a major behavior issue, a major medical issue that can't be addressed. So
So you're given a... They may be there for a long time, though. I mean, I've seen one that was there for almost a year.
Yeah, we do have a dog right now, Lincoln, who has been with... He's been kind of in and out of the shelter. And altogether, he's getting close to 2 years that he's been a part of our shelter. So,
what's the matter with Lincoln? Is he just, what?
Does he run or something? You know what? His problem is that he is very loyal.
Yeah.
But he gets really loyal to one person and then tends to not want anyone else to come over or hang out with that person. So it's just a special person who's going to like...
An introvert.
An introvert
that really doesn't have a lot of friends but the dog.
Or even, you know, if you have, if you know people are coming over, Lincoln goes in his own room, you know, and you're not taking him to the dog park. He's just a homebody. So we're just looking for someone like that who's ready to take on that extra responsibility. But he is just the sweetest dog. But yeah, loyal to
for
a fault.
For you.
Yeah.
Not too crazy about Mandy.
Yeah, exactly.
You all run on veterinarians, on volunteers.
Yeah.
And you've got some statistics. The first time I remember seeing statistics, but my gosh, it's into the thousands of hours that volunteers
have
here.
Yeah, I think if I remember, it's 20% higher than we've
the
ever recorded. Yeah, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just some examples here that the dogs, they took out dogs out for almost 4,000 walks.
Yeah.
Spent 4,100 hours taking care of 218 foster animals.
Yes.
How do you foster an animal? What do you do? I mean, is that like, you know, really young kittens or
puppies? Yeah, for
or
us,
it's
generally
orphan like
animals. Uh-huh. It can also be animals with a behavior or a medical issue that need something we can't provide at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, you come in and you talk to our foster coordinator, and she'll set you up. For kittens, you know, it's just, it might be bottle feeding. It might just be giving them a place to be socialized and have fun until they are big enough to be spayed and neutered and be adopted. Same thing with puppies. It's just a matter of getting them old enough to be adopted, and giving them the socialization they need so that they are healthy, happy, kittens and puppies ready to go home.
895 hours socializing cats.
Right.
Yes.
And then at the end of that, it's still a failure.
It's
still a failure, right? I mean, cats.
No. Our cat volunteers are amazing. There's no failures.
So many cats that have been rehabilitated and adopted out to families that are like, thank you so much for working with this kitty. Yeah. And, you know, we shared those stats this year for the first, I don't know, maybe not the first time, but we shared those stats with our volunteers to show that they make a huge impact on Haven and our animals. So,
well, you're talking so many thousands of hours from this. That's great. You have volunteers assisting in the veterinary hospital. 1,000 hours.
Almost
1,100 hours assisting in the veterinary hospital.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So, and I've seen that before. I've seen how they prepare, you know, when she's when your veterinarian is getting ready to do spaying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
the tools, surgical tools.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you've lined them up. Mm-hmm. So when she starts, it's, you know, she finishes with one, moves to the next one. Meanwhile, that one's picked up, taken care of, put down in a little doggy pillow, covered up, and with volunteers are watching them, making sure they're okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of paid, you know, there's registered vet techs and vet techs there taking care of all the animals and the volunteers there. Kind of working in the background, making sure everything stays clean, getting laundry going, cleaning the tools and things like that, so. Yeah, it's a joy to watch.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what, you can't do it without volunteers and people. Mm-hmm. And people, obviously, you said it, more people turned out this last year for volunteer. I mean, you always need that because there's never enough funding.
No.
All the processes that Haven Humane has started, you know, the part about, hey, capture a cat in an area, bring it in, we'll neuter it, take it back to where it was so you won't get a strange cat moving in that has kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Like in our neighborhood, I see cats. And I think they belong to people.
Yeah.
And I see them all the time, but I don't see any kittens, any young cats. So obviously these have all been fixed.
Right.
And they still wander our neighborhood. But nothing, you know, they don't have like eight little kittens behind
them. Right, it's not getting out of control.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's not out of control. No. What do you tell people when they call up and say, what can I do?
Well, you know, there's a myriad of opportunities. We're looking for people with all different skill sets. Now, most people want to work directly with the animals, so dog walking, cat socialization, those are always our biggest numbers are there. But we have people working with administrative stuff, social media stuff. We have people, groomers that come in and groom our animals. We have people, we have one person who is an artist and she paints rocks on her free time. Excuse me. And she sells those rocks, but all the money goes directly to our Misty Lee Fund to help animals like Bruce and things like that. So wherever your
expertise
lies or your interest
lies. She paints
lies,
rocks and then sells them.
Yeah, she does a lot of memorial rock. So your dog or cat who has passed away, she'll paint their portrait on a rock for just kind of a little memorial thing.
Wow.
And then, yeah, but every cent goes to the Misty Lee Fund. And she also, she's been so successful, she started helping out some of our shelters in outlying areas, and like in Trinity County and things like that. So,
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for everything you all do over at Haven Humane. And Mark C., it wasn't hard to do. Tomorrow, Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, will join us at 8 o'clock, and plus a few other surprises. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys and help out there at Haven Humane.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.